This is a cigarette lighter.
It works well.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
No.
Cook, could you talk a little bit about the penalty kill, why it was so successful tonight?
Well, in the end, the first couple was just outstanding work by the guys in front of the goaltender, and then in the end, or the last couple, I guess, he stringed through that 5-on-3 and the prolonged, I mean, I don't know how many straight minutes they had, but Louis was the difference in the end, and he made those big saves. I think McDonough stopped one, and guys were just sacrificing their bodies, and that was probably the difference in the game tonight.
How do you recover from that early fluky goal and just not let that negativity set?
Well, you just you do what we did, and honestly, we treated it as the. If you had a microphone on the bench after that one end, it was pretty comical about some of the comments that were going on, and you know, big joke was we felt we had a lot of time to come back. So it was, but you got to give our teams one thing. But how about the goaltender, who's, you know, gets a tough break there and lets that one in, and then comes in and doesn't give one up for the rest of the night. Says a lot about, you know, the mental makeup, and I thought our guys played really well in front of them. Aside from the little bit of the barrage we had in the penalty kill at the end, but guys did a good job.
Domingue overall seems to really kind of take advantage of the opportunities he's been given since he got trained here. Has played pretty well for the most part.
He really has, and it's when you come into a situation like this, knowing that there's a starting goaltender that's young and going to be here for a long time, but he came in with the attitude that I want to be a part of this team and just tell me what to do and what games to play. And you know, came in a tough situation because Boots got hurt and we need some. You know, he's had some tough starts. He's usually getting the second half of the back to back. And I want to say that was it the last game? I think it was his first home game. You know, he's always playing on the road, and for him to come in and give us the quality starts, you need that out of your backup, and he's done a really good job.
I know you put point on McDavid's line tonight. They were able to really contain him, shut him down. What did y'all do differently against him?
Well, McDavid is a special player, and you have to limit his touches. You have to limit the times you can skate with the puck, and you know, Pointer can skate, so it was a, our philosophy was let's play in their end, make him have to defend, and then if he gets out of the zone, hopefully he spent, you know, 30, 35, 40 seconds in the defensive zone, and he's a little tired going up ice, and the guys did a heck of a job playing in their zone, but as you can see, he just takes him a second, and if it wasn't that forward group that was on him, or D were trying to gap up on him and just keep him to the outside. I thought they did a really good job. He saw a lot of things he could do on the power play and some of the passes he was making, but that was a big key for us.
Good. Let's see.
Hey.